B-Pod Studios.
Hey, how was your weekend?
Too short.
The weekend's over.
Oh, I can't believe it's Monday. Where did the weekend go?
The weekend is over.
I gotta go back to school. I gotta go back to work.
The weekend is over.
They've turned Monday into Monday.
Mondays suck.
Quit complaining.
Stop complaining.
And get back to work.
Do you know what time it is?
That's right.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody. How was the weekend?
Great.
Fantastic?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good.
I was dragged to a concert that I didn't want to go to, and it turned out very interesting, but we'll discuss that at 8:20.
I saw your Facebook Live. You look like you're having a ball.
We were having a we had a great time. We were away for 24 hours with no kids and stayed at a lovely bed and breakfast. And
oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was great.
Okay, well, stuff we got coming up on the program today. Mick is on the mend. We got that report for you.
You're very okay. Obsessed with Mick Jagger.
Really. It's I was concerned about the guy. Let me see. March Madness.
Is that still happening?
Yes. Tonight is the end of it.
Okay, good.
Okay.
By the way, you'll be glad to know that you moved past me in the brackets.
I did.
Yes.
I have not been paying attention.
I have.
Okay.
Okay.
You moved past me.
They wrapped up the women's championship last night. That was really a good game, too.
Did UConn win?
No.
Nope, they were eliminated earlier on.
Oh, okay.
Checking. Matter of fact, Baylor. Baylor won.
Oh,
and you might find this interesting. March Madness and romance. Nope. Didn't find that interesting.
Okay. I just find it unbelievable.
The
That's all.
GPS version of Y2K happened over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What happened?
Ta-da! Nothing.
Yes.
Nothing, just like Y2K. We got actually have a video of a competitive eater who decided to show everybody what it was like to consume 50,000 calories in one sitting.
Oh, man.
God.
That's amazing.
That's showing it at his funeral?
And it's a she.
She?
Oh my.
I'm so
spirit
sexist.
Spirit animal.
Okay. And we have you may find this interesting, the secret to cooking perfectly crispy bacon.
I had the best bacon this weekend.
You did?
It was so delicious.
Chafing dish bacon?
I don't know how they made it. It was a secret. Inside the bed and breakfast.
Well, it was like a buffet?
It was individually put on our plates.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll have to find out.
Well, we have all of this coming up for you this morning, right here on the Lauren Audio Morning Show. And what are you going to be covering on Dirty Laundry?
Have you heard Elizabeth Hasselbeck have a meltdown? Because I haven't. It's amazing.
Okay.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
So you got sucked into going to a bed and breakfast for the weekend,
I didn't get
huh?
sucked in. You really? See, I explained to everybody I went away for the weekend, went to Connecticut to go see a concert. Everyone's like, oh, that's fun, until I said, and we stayed at a bed and breakfast. And then this room decides to be like, what? And I'm like, yeah, it's super nice. We went to this place called the Wallingford Victorian Inn in Wallingford, Connecticut. By the way, Wallingford, Connecticut is like Bedford Falls. It's so cute. Home to Choate Rosemary. No idea.
Really?
I'm like, we drove by it. I'm like, that looks familiar. I feel like I've read that in a lot of rich people's obituaries.
Well,
it's where JFK
Choate
went.
Rosemary Sage and Time. That was a good school.
JFK went to Choate, I guess. So anyway, it was really beautiful. It's this old Victorian inn. It definitely shines because it's like, you know, it's original and it's...
See, that's the key word.
What?
Old.
No, I love the feel of, you know, where you stay.
Yes.
In a bed and breakfast. It's great.
Gorgeous. Really,
really?
Like beautiful
really?
Architecture.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And you've got the nice rooms and usually like a four-poster bed and sometimes there's a working fireplace and it's really very
That's
beautiful.
What's the difference
the
between
really nice.
The bed and breakfast and an inn?
An inn actually legitimately
bigger.
Is supposed to have a restaurant downstairs, but the Wallingford Inn is considered an inn because they're so close to the downtown you can get to a restaurant.
Yeah. Did it have its own bathroom?
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, I'm not a hostel person, like as an hostel where you share a bathroom.
She's hostel, but
no.
Not hostel.
Then I get hostel.
It falls apart for me when it's breakfast time, and then you go downstairs.
Yep.
And there's always like somebody chatty when you're just trying to get coffee.
I feel like That's it.
That's where it falls apart for me.
Like, everybody's super psyched about a bed and breakfast because you walk in and it's gorgeous and the fireplace and they have wine and check in and you go and it's beautiful and everything's great. The bed's usually super comfortable and then you go downstairs for breakfast and that's when panic ensues.
Well, see, I'm that guy.
Yeah.
Hey, that's, how you doing? Yeah.
Well, see, that's
you
the problem.
You are that guy.
You go down to breakfast and it's like eating breakfast with Flanders from the Simpsons.
Tidally ho. Hi,
how
are
you doing,
having some cereal?
Hey,
would you like a waffle? There's some great toast over here.
I just want some. I want some coffee and some bacon. Okay.
Oh, come on! It's nice
and
to meet
your
people.
Pie hole.
I mean, that's the whole point. We met a nice man who was worked yesterday and didn't want to go all the way to New Hampshire, which to take his wife to a birthday dinner. So they were going to go to the vineyard.
Did he tell you that while you were trying to get a cup of coffee?
It was after dinner. It's weird though because we walked into the little beautiful breakfast spot with this
beautiful.
And he's sitting over by the window with his wife, and we could have sat in the table next to him, but that would have been like I was like,
no.
Dave took over at that point because he thought I'd be chatty because I'm a morning person. Oh. He's like, we're sitting right here.
Hey, is this seat taken?
Yes.
Well, yes, it is. As a matter of fact.
Have you ever stayed in a bed and breakfast,
Lorna? Of course I've stayed in a bed and breakfast.
On the uncomfortable
factor.
Okay,
now here's the problem with a bed and breakfast. Okay, first of all, they're loaded with antiques, and antiques is another word for old, which is another word for obsolete. Okay, so, and the beds are small and uncomfortable.
Charming.
No, the beds are not small. Okay, see, I slept in a king-size bed.
The beds are small because the rooms are tiny, and they put the lug in luggage because you have to lug your bags up three flights to a room that has a slanted ceiling because it's a converted attic, and it has to comply with the roof line.
Somebody had a bad experience.
Yes. Wow. You've never Who talked to you at breakfast?
How'd you sleep?
Wonderful. Thank you for asking.
The Lauren and Wally Show. Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s more. 105.7 WROR.
The average recommended daily calorie count for the average adult, they like between 20 and 50 or something like that. And the according to the experts, we should all be taking it. This is sedentary.
Which would be everybody.
Most people.
Yeah.
So they say between 2,000 and 2,400 calories a day. Okay.
Yeah, that's about
so
right.
This competitive eater, her name is Molly Schuyler. She wanted to celebrate having 50,000 YouTube followers. So she wanted to celebrate by having 50,000 calories in one sitting.
Ooh. Jeez.
So.
Do you want to know some of the things she's done already?
Yeah,
like
what
in
has
her
she
competitive
done?
Eating yeah, career? Yeah. 72 ounces of Texas steak.
That's a lot.
Oh, my God.
7-pound burritos.
Oh, boy.
And 26 Big Macs.
7-pound burritos, a baby.
Yeah.
Get in my belly.
That is amazing. But that cannot even get close to 50,000 calories.
No.
So she decides, okay, how am I going to do 50,000 calories in one sitting? She came up with a brilliant plan. She decided that she would chug 2 gallons of canola oil.
Oh my God.
Which are you serious?
I'm serious. Which is 66,500 calories in one sitting.
That's the most disgusting.
She poured the canola oil, the 2 gallons, in the big wine glasses and just chugged it down in 1 minute and 6 seconds.
Did she puke?
No.
That's called a reversal in competitive eating.
That's right. That's
is
a reversal.
It really?
Yes, it is.
No,
okay.
And you can see her do this on YouTube. But that's I'm not.
I don't recommend it.
I'm not. I want to see the video the next day.
What?
Oh God, yeah, you're sick.
What does that do to your system?
Oh, it's got to completely.
Like, what does it do?
Moves it up pretty good.
Yeah,
I bet.
I'd say you're not going to be holding much in for very long.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's horrible. I mean, I could never have guessed that. I thought she was going to sit down and eat, like, you know.
Horribly disgusting.
Twinkies, cake, and all yummy stuff.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Can you imagine if she went and then, like, immediately had her blood work done afterward?
My God. Oh, my God. Holy cow. Okay, now, another amazing thing
happened. We almost found traces of blood.
Another amazing thing happened over the weekend. The Red Sox won.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
They had an offensive explosion. All right, so they only scored a run. Mitch Moreland's homer in the top of 7th was all they needed. They won in Arizona. They beat the Diamondbacks 1-0, ending their 3-8 road trip to start the season. 5 pitchers combined for the shout-out. Now, the Sox are off today. Opening day at Fenway is tomorrow. First pitch, 2:05. Chris Sale on the mound against the Blue Jays. They stink, too. They're 3-8. Sox get their World Series rings and raise the banner tomorrow as well. Weather-wise.
I know. It's just going to be a horrible day.
Yeah, rainy, chilly, mid-40s.
Okay. Not horrible, but...
Celtics, they fell to the Magic 116-108 in their home finale yesterday. Regular season wraps up tomorrow night in D.C. against the Wizards. Bruins' first-round playoff series begins Thursday night at the TD Garden against Toronto. The Baylor women, they won the women's NCAA basketball championship, beating Notre Dame 82-81.
Amazing game, by
yesterday.
The way. Yeah.
Fantastic finish. And the men's championship tonight in Minneapolis. Who knew? Virginia against Texas Tech.
Okay. So it is going to be a horrible day at Fenway tomorrow. I mean, tomorrow's going to be cloudy with periods of rain later in the day. The game. What time's game start?
2:05. You really get there noon. Yeah, okay. You get all those... special opening ceremonies.
The high tomorrow is only going to be 43 degrees. With the rain at Fenway, you won't be able to sit in the sun because there ain't going to be none.
Probably going to get to see a lot of the Patriots, though, tomorrow.
Yeah. True. Okay. Well, what's coming up next on the Lauren White Morning Show?
Well, they say revenge is best served cold, but karma, when it works fast, it's fabulous. And we have the best story of the weekend. It was the most satisfying story of karma you'll ever hear.
I understand. Yeah. I understand. Okay, stick around. That's coming up right after 7 o'clock this morning right here at WRR. And that forecast for the day today, rain early this morning. It's going to be cloudy this afternoon. We'll get some more showers popping up later in the afternoon. Today's high, only 52 degrees. And right now in Boston, it is 47 degrees right here at WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Story of the weekend.
Okay, so instant karma is something, but and you don't really want to celebrate the demise of somebody, but this guy's a bad dude.
But.
A man who's been suspected of being a poacher hunting for rhinos was killed by an elephant and his body was eaten by lions. The only thing they could find were a pair of pants and his skull.
Whoa.
This was in South Africa's Kruger National Park. So he and a bunch of... poachers were looking for rhinos. Now, rhinos are poached because of their horn. There are some religions that believe, or groups of people who believe, that the horn serves as an aphrodisiac, and it's more valuable than cocaine in certain areas. I mean, I just have one thing to say to these people, little blue pill.
They go in, and they
go after these rhinos.
They kill the rhinos, and all they take is the horn.
It's crazy. Yeah. So this elephant was like, nope, I'm not having any of that, and killed him. And then his friends took the body and left it by the side of the road because they were going to get arrested if they brought him back.
Yeah, yeah.
And hoping that somebody would find them. Guess who found him? The lions.
The lions.
Leo and his buddies.
Oh, yeah. So, it's sad because this man had a family, but it's also like this is what he did. And then... the people who run the national park, Glenn Phillips, he said, entering Kruger National Park illegally and on foot is not wise. It holds many dangers, and this incident is evidence of that. Poachers have to be the world's worst people. I mean, I don't know. Like, especially rhinos. I don't mean to be like rhinos are less than elephants, but I really like elephants, you know?
Yeah.
It's terrible what they do.
Well, they do the same thing for the elephants, just for the ivory.
Yes. Yeah. And that's a real problem in Botswana, I was reading about.
Really?
Yes. And the black rhino is apparently even rarer, and then they try to poach those. I guess they went from 65,000 in 1970 to 2,400 in 1995. Now, there are about 5,000 now, but they're still, really endangered.
On the death certificate, it said, what goes around comes around under cause of death.
Wow.
That's pretty funny and strong. You bring out the worst in me, Lauren.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem walks into $3 Dewey's, where he runs into Ephus, and we hear...
Hey, Ephus, you won't believe what I read in the paper today.
What's that?
Do you know that lions have sex up to 15 times a day?
Oh, great. Now you tell me.
Well, what's the matter?
Well, just last week, I joined the Moose Lodge.
Oh, no.
Join us again for another thrilling episode of the Excited Man. Can't slip anything past you. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, everybody, here's the deal. Dictionary.com has just added 300 new words to Dictionary.com. So these are words that many of you have heard, but maybe you don't really know what they mean. So I said to LBF, I said, why don't you see if you can take like 9, 10 of these words and actually put them together, integrate them, and concoct some kind of a sentence. She said, I accept the challenge. Okay, would you explain what they mean and then put them in?
Here are the 9. Sentence. Screen time, the amount of time spent watching a content on a screen.
Yeah.
JOMO, the joy of missing out, which is the opposite of fear of missing out.
Okay.
Info dump, a large quantity of backstory supplied all at once. Womp womp, it's like used to dismiss or mock
womp.
A failure. JSYK, which is just so you know. Toxic masculinity. Come on, we all know what that is. Welp, an informal variant of
Welp.
Crybully is a person who self-righteously harasses others while playing the victim. And dad joke, a corny and generally unfunny joke.
Okay.
I've used them in a sentence.
Okay. It's a run-on sentence, probably with some semicolons, but whatever.
Finally putting your English degree to good use.
Okay. I had a case of JOMO and spent the afternoon abusing screen time and getting a huge info dump on toxic masculinity. Oh, womp womp, you cry bully men. Well, just JSYK, that's what you get when you tell inappropriate dad jokes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Mornings.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Okay, I think this is going to be a good one.
Finally.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a good one.
All right, we've got divorced people, friends with benefits, Kathy Lee, and how many glasses of wine did she and Hoda drink in the 11 years they were on the Today Show? But first, Mondays and Meltdowns. Elizabeth Hasselbeck freaks out, and we have the audio. This is from The View. Now, there's a new book about The View, and it's about the sort of contentious nature of the show. I mean, you know, they're all people, and they have different opinions. Well, back in the day, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, they were talking about fetus rights. I mean, the abortion issue. It's a very tough issue to talk about.
Not
very
volatile at all.
So Barbara Walters and Elizabeth Hasselbeck got into it, and Elizabeth got a little emotional about it. And sometimes when you're passionate about something, you get a little emotional. And Barbara, on air, was like, you know, basically a relaxed little girl. Yeah. And, well, this is what happened next.
That. I'm not going to sit there and get reprimanded on the air. I am not going to get reprimanded. No, it's not okay to sit there and get reprimanded on the air. You know what?
I've been...
Then talk. If you want to talk...
I know.
What the... Like, I'm not going back out there.
Come into my office here.
No, I'm not going back out there. You know what? I can take it in the meeting room. I'm not taking it out there on air.
Okay, honey.
I'm not taking it.
I hear what you're saying.
What the f***? I don't even swear. She has me swearing. This woman's driving me nuts.
I know. Don't.
I'm not going back out. I can't do the show like this. She just reprimanded me. She knew exactly what she was doing.
I know.
Goodbye. I'm off. Write about that in the New York Post.
Okay. So I feel like, you know, I feel like every person has had this situation happen at work where they're frustrated with a coworker and they go in the bathroom and they yell or they go for a walk with their friends. I mean, it's just one of those things where she seems very sweet and nice and then she flips out. But I got to tell you, and I'm not usually Team Elizabeth, Barbara was a little bit condescending to her on the air, and I watched the whole beginning of it. Then Barbara Walters demands that Elizabeth comes back, and we have a little bit of a clip of this.
She doesn't want to come back on the air.
She has to. Bill, she has to. This is why we shouldn't have
Elizabeth
done this discussion.
Just walked off the show.
Well, that's ridiculous.
I tried to stop her.
That is ridiculous.
She's gone.
We've got to be able to have these discussions.
I quit.
What are you doing?
I'm quitting.
I don't need to be reprimanded on air like that by this woman. I will take it in the meeting. I will not take that on air. I'm leaving.
You are a professional. You got to come back home. She was mortified.
She reprimanded me like a child.
I already said something to her.
I can't even leave right now.
But you have to go on because you're a pro. Now come with me.
To talk down to me and say we have to learn how to discuss this. Like
you were not crazy.
All right. She went back on the air. She was calm. She breathed her breaths. She, you know, I think it all was fine until she said she was going to quit. Because you can't quit. You can get mad, but you can't quit. You got to go back in the ring and be like, Barbara, don't talk down to me, you jerk. So it was fine. But it was interesting. And I feel like a lot of people are talking about this, too. Men always have meltdowns at work, Bill O'Reilly, all those people. And it's like, okay, he's a strong-willed person. A lot of people are talking about this and how she's being a baby. I just think she got really, like, ticked off. I would hate to be a member of that show.
But that's why they hire those people, because those people are very opinionated.
Well, yes. And then it continues. I mean, I watched The View the other day. It's so stressful for me to watch because Meghan McCain and Joy Behar just can't stand each other. If I wanted to hang around people who couldn't stand each other, I'd go to my family dinner.
Go to Thanksgiving dinner at your folks' house.
Okay, Kathy Lee.
Yeah, really?
No, I love my family. Kathy Lee Gifford and Hoda Kotb. Is that how you pronounce it? It just seems wrong, but anyway.
There needs to be some vowels in there.
Yeah, she forgot the vowels. Yeah.
So they had to guess how many glasses of wine they've had on The View. The View, on the Today Show. In the morning, by the way.
Yeah, The View could use some wine.
Yes. $2,500 glasses of wine, $5,300 or $10,800. $5,300.
Oh, really?
Yep. $5,300. Okay. Yeah, that ends up being like 241 glasses a year each.
Wow.
11 years.
11 years.
Yes. They need that new wine.
The new box of wine.
Yes, exactly, in cans. So that's a lot of wine. That's a good show. You know, I got to tell you, I know Kathy Lee gets made fun of a lot because she's very sweet and lovely and, you know, emotional. But I'm going to really miss her. She's kind of a good egg in proving this. Howard Stern couldn't stand her back in the day, sent her like dozens and dozens and dozens of roses to congratulate her for all the years that she was on. Maybe he's a changed man. That would be nice.
Maybe he's just glad she's gone.
Oh, my God.
Good point, Egg.
I'm just saying.
All right, and finally,
there's a reason they called her Kathy Me.
And then finally, this is a story that Lauren Owens brought to my attention, which makes me feel funny in my body. Royal exes Prince Andrew and Sarah Ferguson are reportedly friends with benefits. That's weird, right? Like you're divorced, but you're single, and then you get back together with your, you know, like occasionally.
Prince Charles is upset about it.
Why?
I don't know. Mind your own business, Charles.
I know, really. I don't know. Do you have thoughts about this?
I heard that, Ang.
Nothing I can say on the radio.
No, what are you going to say?
No, it was just a crown jewels joke, but I'm not going to know. I'm not going to know. I'm not going to say it.
We got it. Crown jewels joke. Okay, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Yes, Win the Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air here for WROR for another chance to win $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. And our player this morning is a recruiter in healthcare IT from Worcester, Massachusetts. Her name is Lydia Bornstein. And, you know, she's one of the few, the proud, the confident, who believe that they can actually come on the radio.
Yeah, Lydia, you think you can do it?
10 questions. What do you say?
Absolutely.
All right. Absolutely. Sounds confident.
I told you she was confident. So, Lydia, how's the IT game going?
The IT?
Yeah.
It's busy, really busy.
The questions only get harder.
Yep, okay. Now, your job is to answer these 10 questions and get them all right. And we give you $1,000 in cash. Remember, you can say pass at any time, but don't waste time because time is precious in this game. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Let's play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds.
April showers bring what?
Mayflowers.
What's 7 times 7?
49.
Curious George's caretaker wears what color hat?
Yellow.
You're not you when you're hungry is the slogan for what candy bar?
Snickers.
Spell popcorn.
P-O-P-C-O-R-N.
The Red Sox are playing against what team opening day?
Pass.
When is Christmas Day?
December 25th.
True or false, Celine Dion is the best-selling Canadian musician of all time?
True.
During what decade did Swanson and Sons introduce the TV dinner?
1950s.
Who played Whitney Houston's protector in The Bodyguard?
Channing Tatum.
Well, the Red Sox are playing against what team on opening day?
Blue Jays.
Okay, you got one wrong.
9 out of 10. Okay.
Oh, okay, so the only mistake
you made was
Kevin Costner played Whitney Houston's protector.
I knew it.
Channing Tatum.
Well, very good looking.
But I understand.
Better actor, let me tell you that.
But you did a fine job. I mean, you were very, very impressive, and I understand why you were so confident. Okay. I wish I could give you $1,000, but I'm going to give you a fine consolation prize. A pair of passes to Happy Place, an interactive, immersive art exhibit. Brian and LBF and, let's see, Jamie went there. A bunch of our people went in there and checked it out last Thursday. It's cool. It really
is. Very happy.
Very happy.
It'll make you forget all about this incident.
I'll be sure to tag WIRR when I do that.
Yes,
oh,
that'd be
great. You are right. Hey, you're so social.
It's at 500 Boylston Street right here in the city. It won't be there long, so get it there and enjoy it. Veryhappyplace.me. That's how you can get on. Check it out. More information.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for playing.
Thanks for playing.
Great job.
Awesome job.
Have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Want to play the game? Of course you do. See, we've had three out of the last six players have had 9 out of 10.
I think she should use Channing Tatum as a swear word now. Channing Tatum.
Okay, you want to register? Log on to WRR.com. Okay, so I got to admit, I'm really getting curious about this because I can't picture you going to a Jimi Hendrix tribute concert.
It was an act of love.
Okay.
It was an act of love.
So I'm thinking, also
an act of chaperoning.
Did you wear like a tie-dye headband and something with fringe?
So listen, my husband Dave Falcone is a huge fan of Joe Satriani. I know no one here has ever heard of Joe Satriani.
You can take the guy out of Jersey.
Yeah. He's a very, very accomplished guitar player. He does like guitar, like not like dun 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 dun. He does like wee 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 wee. That guitar player, it's a lot.
Wow, you mean Dave or Joe Satriani?
So anyway, I've been forced to listen to Joe Satriani for many, many years. But you know, usually it's fine in little bits. But he wanted to go to this concert called the Jimi Hendrix Experience in Wallingford, Connecticut. It had a bunch of people I'd never heard of. Some guy from Megadeth and some other guy.
Dave Mustaine?
Yes, and then somebody else. And Weasel Zappa, because I know that. And Taj Mahal.
Taj Mahal.
Who is the official blues guitars from Massachusetts?
You know, it's really neat because they named a building after him in India.
Anyway,
people didn't know that.
A very fabulous lineup if you're into that sort of thing.
You like guitars.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. So I was geared up. We went and it was great.
Did you have a whole playlist on the way down?
The way we did it was that we had his playlist for an hour and then we had my playlist.
Then, guess whose
playlist we listened to all the
Barry
way home?
Barry Manilow.
No, Barry Manilow never came on my shuffle.
Really?
But Steve Vai came on his. That was depressing.
Love Stevie Vai.
So we had a great day. We walked around Wallingford, went to dinner, blah, blah, blah. Great. Very excited for the concert. Interested in seeing this whole thing. So halfway through, no joke, in a very loud theater with a bunch of people around me, I fell asleep. I fell asleep. I mean, no joke, like sleeping like little dreams, vignettes, you know, like real like sleep. It was during Taj Mahal's set. I'm sorry, Taj. But yes, I fell asleep. I went into REM sleep.
Unbelievable.
Were you taking Benadryl?
It's too bad REM wasn't there.
No, I was not taking Benadryl. What's that?
Pollen count was high.
I'm sorry, that's already up. I'm sorry, my mistake.
No, and then I woke up. I was finally awakened.
And you were still there.
And I was still there. I'm like, no, it's not a nightmare. Then I had to go, and this is a first, too, a first ever in my entire life at a concert. I went to the bar and ordered a Diet Coke.
History so I would wake was up. Made wow. over the weekend. This is the Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WRR. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to A Weekend with Hank right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. So,
you know, I love Craigslist and I love going on Facebook, the free market, and I like free stuff. Then I try and turn it into other stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
Some of it might have value, some of it might not. So last year, Lou and Top and I, we saw this Vermont Castings stainless steel grill, 9 burners.
Holy wow. cow.
They're like $2,500 new.
That's huge.
So somebody was getting rid of this one, which was probably about 10 years old, needed to be cleaned up, but it worked fine. Thing weighs like $250. So I borrow Louie's truck. He comes with me. Basically borrowed Louie, too, because it was a beast to get in the back of the truck. So we get it in, we get it out, and I put it, I have to take a panel off of my fence to get it into the backyard, and then I put the panel back up.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
My wife's like, wow, look at this bad boy. Well, of course, then I jumped into the lake and broke my ankle. I didn't have time to take care of it.
Okay, so now this grill has 6 burners, so you can
roast. No, it's got 9 burners.
9 burners? You can, like, roast a pig on this
thing. It's gigantic. It's about 6 feet long. It's about 5 feet high, about 3 feet deep.
Had you been, like, actually using it at all?
No, I didn't have time to. So anyway, my wife convinced me, like, we got to get this out of the yard. It's half the size of our little yard. So yesterday, I go out there, I take some pictures of it, as much as I wanted to keep it.
Yeah.
I put it on free on Craigslist.
Free?
Free. Just get it out. All right?
It's like trying to get rid of a piano.
Right.
It's free. Like, just come free, and get it.
It's like, yeah. Save my marriage. So finally, somebody come. People are sending me, hey, can I come see it? And I'd put them in the order of like, hey, somebody like, called first, and I'll
first
let you
come,
know.
First come, first serve, right?
For, yeah. So what happens is somebody comes and they have a Honda Pilot. You can't fit a gigantic grill in a Honda Pilot. Better. Guy says, oh, but you put the seats down. Not going to work.
Yeah.
He calls his boss. Okay. So the boss is going to come. They're going to get a trailer, and they're going to come pick it up in a little while.
Right, yeah.
In the meantime,
yeah.
my wife and I are standing outside. Guy pulls up in a truck. He goes, hey, I'm here for the grill. I said, I thought you were coming at 2 o'clock. He goes, no, I want the grill. I just saw it. Different guy.
Oh,
I said,
different guy. Okay.
Oh. Well, the you know what? The grill's already taken. What are you talking about? It said, come by, curb alert, you know, free grill. Come. I said, well, somebody came by, had a small car, truck, and coming back with a bigger one, so they've already claimed it. And I said, I'm sorry, but I appreciate you coming by. He goes, well, listen, when we show up and we do this all the time, it's first come, first serve. Now he wants to take the grill. I go, first come, first serve. I said, but somebody already came and
first.
Reserved it
yeah.
first.
Dibs.
And
it's and called I'm, dibs.
And I'm holding it for them.
Yeah, but they didn't take it.
You know what the guy said?
What?
Well, they didn't take it.
Yeah.
Really?
See?
Okay.
It's still in your backyard and I'm here. Don't you want it gone? I go, yeah, but they're coming back at 2 o'clock. Buddy, you're doing this wrong. Boom, he got in his car, he drove off. He was angry for me at me because I was holding it, trying to do a nice thing for somebody else.
Did the guy come back at 2?
No. If he did, I don't know. No. The guy, the other guy came back at 2 o'clock.
And everything was fine.
And
he had a truck and he took it away.
And he had the truck. And I told other people who were interested, like, if he doesn't get it, you're next in line.
Then
and I'll call
I think you did the right thing.
Yeah.
There's no question.
The same thing, like when I sold my snowblower on Craigslist, it was like everybody wanted it, but nobody wanted to come and get it. So a guy finally came to get it. And it did not fit in his truck, so we strapped it in as best we could. And I said, good luck, buddy.
Yep.
See you later.
See you later. You
know, remember the time that the guy took the chifferobe in the convertible?
Chifferobe.
It was a wardrobe in the convertible. That was amazing.
You know, my wife finally said to me, I said, wow, what a jerk. Who comes to something like that and, you know, gives somebody a house? She goes, if you stop collecting this crap, you won't have to deal with people like that.
Oh, my God. So
true. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
It's going to be a heartache tonight. 105.7 WROR. Good morning, this one away. Morning, so. Okay, we as Americans are so unbelievably fickle when it comes to social media.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the results on the recent numbers that came in on social media? So they talked to like 5,000 Americans who are people on social media, or just, you know, regular people. 82%, more than 8 out of 10 Americans agree that social media is a huge waste of time, waste of time. 60% think it does more to divide us than to unite us, and 55% think it spreads more lies than truth. And at the same time, get this, 70% of us still check it at least once a day.
Oh, Oh, yeah, of course.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, we're a very complicated group of human beings.
We are. Yes, we are.
Yes.
So, now look, everybody, we got to tell you what...
Hey, what were you guys talking about? I was just on Instagram.
That's what I figured.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.